So we'll start as usual with our diaphragm breathing. Filling up all the way, protrude the belly all the way out, and then pull the shoulders back to fill the upper part of the lungs all the way. That oxygen is just jumping between the cell walls of the alveoli and between the cell walls of the capillaries surrounding it, and jumping on those hemoglobin molecules on the red blood cells, going about 3 inches over to the heart, and the heart's making a beautiful little twisting motion to send them up the common carotid artery to the brain. And in moments, you feel that medulla oblongata in the brainstem going, holy cow, there's extra oxygen in here. Everything relax. This morning, there's a chill in the air. I saw the first blackberries opening, blackberry blossoms opening yesterday. And so this is the Southern Appalachian blackberry winter, the last cold front. They say it brings on the blooming of the blackberries. And I really do believe the blackberries would bloom without that cold front, but it's amazing how consistently, just at the time they're getting ready to open, there's almost always 2 or 3 days, a last reminder of winter. I looked out the windows. I opened my eyes this morning and saw the overcast sky and heard the wind howling and noticed the temperature was down and I remembered those blackberry blossoms I saw yesterday. Thought about that blackberry winter. A reminder of the long cold spell of winter, the time where we were inside thinking about the previous year and what we learned and the dreams that were manifested and spending that quiet time alone in the cold. Just a reminder of that. As we come now into the spring and begin to dream of the things we want to bring into the being of the physical dimension in the coming year. All the plants are waking up. The last of the hesitant trees, the black walnuts and others are starting to go ahead and say, all right, it's time, let's go for it. And all these beautiful little maroon, burgundy-colored leaves popping out of the black walnuts and the red-pink leaves popping out of the white oaks and the white, light green leaves popping out of the red oaks. All over life bursting forth. And we feel it from our toes to the top of our head, that energy coming from the earth. The little shower, we had a good little rain a couple of days ago, and everything just got so excited and unleashed all that energy, which we can use for our own spiritual growth and development, as it's a part of us, flowing through us, as we walk gently through each day now, carrying that extra energy, essentially love, to share with everyone we encounter. Open hearts all around, receiving and giving it back, spiraling it upward, changing the whole universe. Spring inside and out. Our bodies feel it. Our minds know it. Our feelings are vibrating with beauty and love. soul expands with each breath, connecting with all the rest of the life forms. And this is the day the Lakota people honor the animals. It's the day to go into the forest with gifts for the animals. Bird seed, cat food, dog food, a little bit of meat for the carnivores, some corn, maybe some tobacco to put down with prayers for our relatives in the forest. The standing people there who so patiently stand there each day in the same place, connected underground with all the other standing people there, with all kind of animals crawling all over them, having their lives on those trees, deeply connected with all the other plants in the region through the mycelial network. Such beauty all around and within, all in that one consciousness. We thank you, animals and plants, our relatives. We love you. Every stone, every flower, every floating dandelion seed, every butterfly. We love you. We are all related. Metakwe Oyasen. Now gently come back into the room as you're ready. Join all these sweet, beautiful people here this morning in the spring of our lives.